We are learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shahar Zechira, and Chelak Rishon Shahar Zechira. The limud from this shir should be L'ulay Nishmas Miriam Masha Ben Baruch. Just to review where we finished, what we finished with, the Chavetz Chaim here in Shmiras HaLoshen brought a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yates that there was a discussion between Rav Papa and Abaye. Abaye, the question was in regards to the Torah that the Gemara says a statement, Eino Oilam Iskayim. I'm going back to the previous paragraph from where we're about to start from, but just to review, Eino Oilam Iskayim Ela Bishvil Hevel Piyam Shel Tinoikas Shel Beis Rabban. That the world survives, its existence is in the merit of the Hevel Piyam, the pure words spoken by the innocent young children learning Torah. So Abaye and Rapapa had the conversation, what about us? What about my Torah? Rapapa said to Abaye, what do you mean? You know, we're mechuyev in Talmud Torah. You know, he wasn't being arrogant, but we could be we're on a higher level of the children. Says back Abaye to Rapapa, however, our Torah is not pure. Because if a person speaks bad, if he has chait, then there's a taruvus, there's a mixture of the Torah with the chait. And as we said yesterday, it's not batal b'shishim. And then that Torah is tainted. Is not pure. That's why in a daima lehevel piyam shel tinoikas shel beis rabban. That's what Abaye said back to Rav Papa. Now we're going to see a hagah from the Chavetz Chaim here on this Gemara.
This is a very interesting diuk that he's.
You're asking that there's a diuk in the hevel piyam that's not mixed with any improper speech, but I believe the concept is that since they are before bar bas mitzvah. So then there, I mean, listen, okay. we all know that, you know, the little children are not the most innocent, okay? That's not the question, that's not the issue. The point is that they're not mechuyev in the mitzvahs yet. So that's what comes with their hevel, that's where the innocence it lies. Says the Shmir Saloshin in the Haggah, Ure'ei achi dvar pelo b'inan hevel p'yem shel tinoikas shel beis rabban. And this is one of the beautiful things. You see how the Chavetz Chaim literally talks to us. He says, see my brother. You know, like you read these words from the Chavetz Chaim and you feel like he's sitting in front of us right here. And he's talking to us. Urei achi, devar pelo. An incredible point in regards to this Hevel Piyam, the pure words of Torah that come from the words, from the mouths of these children. Even though they don't have any thoughts of purity and clinging to Hashem when they're learning Torah. Nonetheless, we're saying, but we're saying the world is surviving and existing in existence because of their Torah. Well, Amazed Daime, what can this be compared to? L'oni Echod, to a certain poor person, Shemotza Evan Taiva Vikara, who found a wonderful, precious jewel. Asher sgulosu rabo mo'oid l'kama inyonim ve'ina nimse yisrak b'kisrei ha'molochim. This precious jewel, this Evan Toiva, is so special, so great in many aspects that it's appropriate, it's roy, to be placed on the crown of a king. V'noide davar zel ha'melech ve'ashirei ba'isha gadol. And this, v'noide davar zel ha'melech ve'ashirei ba'isha gadol. A king heard about this jewel And he wanted it for his crown. And he gave tremendous sum of money to this Ani, former Ani, to obtain this precious stone. V'hinei ha'Ani ha'hu shemitza, this poor man that found this jewel, even though he couldn't really understand the value of this jewel, nonetheless, even though he couldn't understand the tremendously valuable stone he had in front of him, but it still bought him wealth, honor, respect in the eyes of the Melech, of the king. This is the mashal that the Chafetz Chaim is saying in regards to the Torah that's learned by the little young children. That the little children, they don't realize what the Torah is. They don't understand its value. But they are mishtamish bekisro shel Melech. They're using this precious stone that belongs in the crown of the king. And therefore, even though they don't appreciate it, they don't understand it, it's Torah. It's still Torah HaKadosha. Kena davar mamish binyonei Torah Sedekim Chaim. Explains the Chofetz Chaim here in the Nimshul. So too is the same by the Torah HaKadosha. Torah Sedekim Chaim. That a person does not need tremendous preparation to prepare himself, to sanctify himself, to learn Torah. Why is that? Because it itself, the Torah HaKadosh itself, is Neiro, is awesome in and of itself, is powerful in and of itself, is Kaddish in and of itself. And when the person speaks the words of the Torah, he clings to the holiness of the Torah. As it says in Yirmiyah, Lam and Aleph Yates, Hashem says through his Navi, Ki midi dabri bo yizachar eskerenu oid. Pasuk refers to the time when one spends learning Torah, that Hashem will remember those who learn the Torah. Ki midabri boy, when they midabri boy, midabri, they speak the words of the Torah. Zachar, Hashem will remember Eskren Avoid. Vukoy al eis shalomit ha-Torah. It refers to the time when the person learns Torah, as is elaborated this concept in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. However, a person has to be careful not to do the opposite. The Hainu, what does it mean the opposite? Don't darken the flame. Don't diminish the flame. How would a person mitame the flame? How would he put out the fire? By using his words to mitame, to speak Lashon Hara, to speak Rechilus, to speak Matzi Shemra, to speak hurtful words of Einoz Devarim, then the Torah he would learn would be tainted. This is what Rav Papa was saying to Abaya. The Divi Didach Mai, my Torah and your Torah, our Torah. What's the status? What do you have to say about it? Pirush, HaTorah Shalonu Mitzar Atzma, our Torah is on a higher level of Kedusha than the Torah of the 7-year-old. That's not the point here. It's a higher level of Kedusha. That's what Rabbah was asking to Abai, but Abai said back, there's no comparison to the words of the Torah of the innocent that does not have inside of this Torah Tarubus of Isser. Pirish ki apagam hu yoyse mihamailo. The negative outweighs the positive. The negative speech of Lashon Hara, of Divarim Asurim, intertwined with the words of the Torah, the pegam is yoyse mehamayla. The negative outweighs the positive. V'atamu kanal, as we have mentioned. Yes, you're correct. This is a very strong statement. And the truth of the matter is because the Chafetz Chaim here is stressing the point of the power of Lashon Hara, of the power of Einoz Devarim, of the great severity of this chait. And that's why David HaMelech told us, Mi ha'isha Chafetz Chaim, and he asked this question earlier, why does David focus on one of the 613 mitzvahs, specifically one who wants life? Why doesn't he say, Mi ha'isha Chafetz Chaim, Oiv Yom Liris Toiv, the one who desires life, he should look at Mechavetis Avicha Vesimech. Why didn't he say, on your father and mother, go out, do the mitzvah Shiluch HaKan, the greatest way. We know there's Avtach of Arichas Yomim. I think it would fit in very well with that pasuk. Why doesn't David say this? The Chafetz Chaim continuously and throughout his Sefer here and his Svarim are explained to us a different point. Because the way Hashem created the world is that it's not just enough to learn Torah. You have to be a mensch. You have to be a mensch. A mensch how you talk. A mensch what we think about other people, because the way we think is the way we will talk as well. And the Talmud Torah is connected kulam, his greatest mitzvah. But if a person uses that Torah, that mouth, that's the same mouth that speaks, learns the words of Torah, and hurts people, ay vavoy, what kind of Torah is this? Now, if you think that was powerful, look at the next paragraph. Ato nechzeyanan. Let's see. Ki ba'arzei halovonoin harishoinim. By the great Rapapa and Abaya, the cedars of Lebanon, arzei halovonoin, referred to as the cedars of Lebanon. Asher marshevoisom hayutamid vukois ba'akodesh baruch hu b'yiras Hashem et zvoisov. The great Tzadikim, the Malachi Ashares, the Amoroim, the Tanoim, who were clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single millisecond of their lives, with Torah mitzvahs, v'diburim haya tamid v'kedusha v'tahara g'doilo, and their words were constantly with kedusha and tahara. V'im b'mikra nis'arev etzlam dibur echad shalei kahogin, and if by chance there was a word which was inappropriate, which they uttered, what was their response? Bevadai also takeeth teshuva haguna. They definitely did a tshuva, appropriate tshuva, immediately. Nonetheless, im kol zeh hizik dover zeh luchol kedushas hadir bechlolai. It still damaged the kedushas haTorah that they were learning. It still damaged the kedushas haTorah that they're going to learn. Even though they did the tshuva, says the Chafetz Chaim here right away. In kol zeh hizik dover zeh luchol kedushas hadir bechlolai. Shlo yohaya payel bekedusha karoi. That it wasn't able to accomplish properly. You know, it just popped into my head. It might not be the best marshal, but sometimes you have a key. And you know the key is the right key to the door. But you have to really put the key in hard and turn at the same time and push the door in and put this and that and... By the time you're finished, you pull the key out of the keyhole, the door is finally open, Baruch Hashem, it looks like a different key now. But sometimes that's how things are. The Torah that they would learn on their great level, this is why I understand what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us here, if it was Nisarev with a little pegam of Dibra Isser, a forbidden speech, it would get up to Shemayim, but it'd have to break the lock a little to get in there. It wasn't pure. Im kein, now here's the powerful part. Manase anan, what are we going to say about ourselves? Azoivi hakir, as he says there, it's like moss that clings to the wall. If this concept by the great tzaddikim, who are compared to Malachi Ashores, you have Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Loi, As the Gemara calls him, he's like a Malach Hasharis, like a Malach Hasharis, like an angel. And if by the times of the Gemara and in the Mishnah, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that this is the explanation of the of Tinagish HaBeis Rabban, the Hevel Piyam Shetinaikis, the words that the little children utter is pure and could be even greater to some degree than the Amoraim's Torah, because it's not mixed with any words of Dharma Surim. How about us on this lower level? That our observance and Hasmodas HaTayr is nothing to compare to a previous generation, Bavon Seinu Rabim. Im Oid Netami Pinu, Chas Hashem. And furthermore, if we're going to now add salt to the open wound, that we're not in the high Madrega, and then we're going to speak words of Lashon Hara, B'divrei Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Leitzonus, Machlekes, Chadayim, words of Lashon Hara, and gossip, and Leitzonus, and mocking, and scoffing, and fighting, what kind of kedusha can come out from such a mouth that is not constantly davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the Amoraim, and still there was some tainted words of Torah. By us, says the Shmir Salashin over here, when we're not on that Madrega, what are our words going to accomplish? Our words of Torah. And through this, we can try to understand the tremendous laxity that comes out, the loss that comes out of our Torah mitzvahs. When a person speaks these words of Lashon Hara, these harmful words, how much a person is losing. The haloy on the royin b'chush, because we see shekol echad ve'echad kayiveya es rayay noisav tamid b'inyanei iskoy u'mischoroy lahar boisoy u'lahar diloy gam lahas mimenu shum siva shigam lahafsidoy. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we all know that when it comes to doing business, there's no such thing as, I made $1 million last year, I want to make $1 million this year also. No such thing. Person makes $1 million the first year, his focus is to make $1.5 million the next year, or maybe $2 million the next year, always to grow. And not only does he want to grow in his business, he wants to make sure he doesn't lose what he made. What kind of person wants to, is not careful to make sure he doesn't lose what he makes? He wants to make sure that there's no hole in his pocket. No person of any amount of intellect is going to think that he's going to ruin his own business, that this is the business that he's supporting himself from. V'ilu binyonei ha-tachlis ha-nirtze ha-kol hu lehepuch. However, when it comes to really, truly important things in life, should it be the total opposite? We are here for Olam Haba. This is the focus, says the Chavetz Chaim. If this is the goal, how could a person not focus on this goal? Shaloi dai shegavar yitzreinu aleinu b'chol yoyim v'yoyim lohoisif chet v'pesha. It's not enough that the Yetzirah overpowers the person day after day and encourages him to commit more averas, whether it's on purpose, whether it's by mistake. Af nothim sibois v'nyonim asher al yodem v'kulkol. Chas v'sholom. Gam yesra pleitim nisheres lonu ve'im ha-me'at ha-toyra v'tfilo sheyesh biyodeinu. Besides for the fact that the Sahara encourages us to be chayte, to do averus, we also lose out on what we already accomplished, on the Torah mitzvahs that we already did, by speaking Lashon Hara, by speaking harmful words. Concludes the Chofetz Chaim, Perek Zayin, Shar Zechirov, Hashem Yavir Einenu, Meirois Shov. Hashem should open our eyes to see this sheker. Lahakir es goydel eirech kedushas atayra. What's the sheker referring to? The sheker of the Lashon Hara. The sheker of the world that encourages us, that when this generation, when the person is able to knock somebody down, that's the bigger star. But we dive into Hashem, we end up with the tefillah, we dive into Hashem, that we should be zoyche v'yizakeinu lehakir as goydel ha'irech kedushas ha'tayr, to realize the power, the worth of what Tayr really is. V'alidei zeh yirofeinu nafshaseinu v'yimtok devoreha befinu midvash. When a person can understand what the power of the Torah is, our neshama should be healed, and we should be zeicha to feel into the sweetness of the Torah. The yumtak devareo befino midvash. Kakosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yotes Yud Aleph, hanechmadim yizav. The Torah is more desirable than gold. Umipazrov, and even more desirable than the fine gold. Umisukmidvash, and it's sweeter than honey. The Chofetz Chaim here concludes, and with this we'll stop for today, that when a person realizes what he has accomplished and attained in his study, in his pursuit of the Torah and the mitzvahs, and how valuable they are, who's going to want to let them go? As the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, that we have to weigh the Aveira keneged the Schar, the Mitzvah, and the Schar Aveira keneged the Seida. This is what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, that we should, when we have that Nisayon, the challenge that's in front of us, do I speak the words of Lashon Hara, even though it tastes so good and I have to get it out of my system? But on the other hand, I spend time learning. I do mitzvahs. I dive into Hashem. Do I want to lose those Torah mitzvahs? We'll stop here for today.